If you are trying to sell products and services on social media and you are finding yourself saying, I am doing all the things, like legit all the things. I am working over and over and over again. I'm creating the videos, I'm posting the videos, but people are not buying. Well, this episode is for you. I'm going to talk to you about why I believe that your customers may not be buying, but what you can do to change that.
Welcome to the Kia Kelly podcast, because that's me. Every single week, we will be here talking about business, marketing your business, as well as life and anything that can throw at us. Because one thing I know is that when I've been building my business, I am involved in my business. And so I like to help people understand what it all is going to take to build a successful business and have a balanced life. And so here on the podcast, some of the days you're going to absolutely love me. And then other days you're going to want to throw me away with the trash because you don't want to be bothered with me. But either way, you're going to get your whole life together when you're here on this podcast. So I encourage you to grab your tea and grab your coffee because the Kia Kelly podcast is here.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kenya Kelly podcast. I am really glad that you are here with me today. You may be listening to the podcast or you are watching us on our YouTube channel. And no matter how you're taking in all the information, I just wanted to say that I'm really glad that you're here and I plan on giving you all the details. Okay. Now I have done some research on this topic, so you're going to hear me kind of fumble through like looking at my research. So if you're watching on YouTube, you will see me look at my points. And then if you hear me on the podcast, you'll hear like a little break of where I'm like fiddling through looking at the research that is on my desktop. And so now I know some definite reasons why people may not be buying from you, why people aren't buying from us or weren't buying from us. And I, you know, compiled that with, you know, what I knew was happening with us and what I knew was happening with some of my clients with the research that I did online. And so I actually have 10 top reasons why people may not be buying from you. Now, they're not in any specific order, but I am gonna deliver them to you, okay? Now, I'm not telling you to go and change all of this today, okay? But I am saying that as you're listening or watching this, that it's really important that you ask yourself the question of, okay, how does this relate to me? Is there any hint of truth to anything Kenya is saying about why my customers may not be buying from me or not buying the way they used to or what have you, okay? So let's go ahead and get into it. So number 10, and this is not in any particular order, number 10 is about a return policy. Okay. Now, I think that it's kind of like one of the smallest reasons or whatever, but I do know that people do wonder if they make a purchase, will they be able to return it, right? That's like, you know, I think about some of the purchases that I've made. Like I recently moved into a new apartment. And before I moved in, I knew that I had to put down a certain amount of money to like hold the actual apartment I was applying for. Then I had to give a deposit and whatever, right? And then I had to give a pet deposit, you know, all these different things. And one of the things that I was curious about was like, what are the stipulations? What if I move into an apartment and it's like super loud and it's messing up my at home, work at home environment or whatever? What happens if I get into an apartment and there's mold or whatever, all the things that could be going on? I was really curious about what that was going to look like. And that's an apartment, right? And so a lot of times, you know, we are selling these products or services online or what have you. And if we do not have a return policy laid out, then sometimes people don't want to buy because they don't know what they're going to actually get. If you're a coach or consultant, you sell digital courses or you have physical products, sometimes people are hesitant if they do not know what would happen as it pertains to a return policy, okay? So you're going to want to make sure that on your website that it is clearly outlined what your return policy is. If you don't have one, like meaning you cannot return it, it's non-refundable, then your website has got to say it is non-refundable, okay? Now, that makes it clear. That doesn't mean that you have to have a return policy. It just means, I mean, in terms of like, they should be able to return it in a day, 2 days, 30 days or whatever. But it does mean that you should have something listed there so that it is clear to them. So they can decide to buy or not to buy because it is clear to them. Okay, perfect. So number 9, limited payment options. Limited payment options. So what does that mean? I'm not talking about payment plans. I'm talking about the ability to be able to pay. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I go onto a website and I want to make a purchase and I don't have my credit card on me or debit card on me. And I think that my phone is going to auto-populate it, but it doesn't. And then I try to log in sometimes to PayPal and then my PayPal login isn't working because I'm on the wrong device or whatever it is, right? And so next I am looking for like Apple Pay, Apple Wallet, Google Wallet, whatever. And those options are not available. You know, I had people a couple years ago trying to purchase a course from me and they were like, I'm trying to pay, but I'm trying to use PayPal and you don't have PayPal as an option turned on, right? And we turned it on once they made us aware of that, but I had said to myself, I wonder how much money did we miss by not having the option of PayPal, and a person didn't want to go through the hassle of having to reach out to me and ask me to add PayPal, right? So I'm not saying you have to have every payment option known to man available, but I am saying that you want to have multiple different payment options because everybody pays a different way. Now, I'm not talking about layaway because layaway, we don't do that no more, right? But I am saying that it is important that like you give people options to be able to pay.
When it comes to using short form video marketing to market your business online, I guarantee you that if you are brand new to it, then you either are confused by it or you are just overwhelmed. The same way that I was 3 years ago when I first got onto the TikTok platform. But I am so grateful that I didn't stay confused, but I chose to learn. And because of that, I am hosting a 3-day short form video challenge where I'm going to be teaching you not only how to use short form video to generate leads and sales to your business, but also making sure that you have some sort of a funnel set up, because when you really learn short form video, you're going to like start going viral like crazy all the time on different platforms, and you're going to want to know the basics of getting your first funnel together. So in this 3-day challenge, I'm going to help you with your funnel, teach you about short form video marketing, and teach you strategies on how to make sales for your business. And so if you want to learn how to do this, you just want to go to kenyakelly.com/challenge, kenyakelly.com/challenge, and you are going to spend 3 whole days with me, 1 hour every single night, and I'm not going to hold anything back, giving you exactly what you need to have success using short form video.
Number 8, slow shipping. My goodness, slow shipping. Now, recently a storm hit, you know, Southern California. And before it hit, I was like, I don't have any flashlights. Like, I'm a single woman. There's certain things I just haven't thought about because there's not like a man in the house or whatever. And so I was like, oh, I should probably order a flashlight. So I went on Amazon and I was expecting that Amazon was going to ship them the next day. But the more I kept going through the list, they were all like, Sunday, it'll come Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or whatever. And I was like, I'm not buying these. By the time these get here, I don't need them anymore. I need something that is going to get to me no later than Sunday because the storm is supposed to hit late Sunday. And so because I found one that could deliver it on Sunday, guess what? That is the one that I purchased. But I have, you know, had these moments where I go to these websites and I can purchase something and it says could be 2 to 3 weeks. And it's like, oh man, I'm going out of town next week. I'm going out of town this weekend. I need this outfit or whatever. And guess what happens? Because they cannot ship it out within a couple days or whatever, it's going to be a couple weeks, that causes me not to make the purchase. That causes me to go and purchase somewhere, you know, local, right? Now, listen, if that is your policy, then that's okay. If that is the manpower that you have where you can't just ship every single day, that is okay. But it is important to note that in the mind of a customer, that sometimes we want it a lot quicker than you're able to give it to us. And then that causes us not to buy. Doesn't mean your product isn't awesome. Doesn't mean we don't love you and your brand. It just means I can't buy this from you because I need this right now. Number 7, unresponsive customer support. Okay, we have all been there. When you are wanting to make a purchase and you got a question, when you are trying to make a purchase and you're having an issue and no one is responding to you, right? We have all been there. Now, I always like, listen, one of the things that we have in my company is me and my assistant, we always have our autoresponders turned on, right? And the autoresponder always kicks back a message and says, hey, we received your message. We will respond within the next 24 to 48 hours, Monday through Friday. If this is the weekend, we will respond to you on Monday, right? And if it's a holiday, we'll say we will respond to you on the next business day if today is a holiday, right? That sets people up for here is what is happening and here is when we are going to get back with you, okay? But if you don't have something like that turned on initially, there's already some frustration because they're trying to do something and they're having issues, right? Now, if you're in some type of big launch or whatever, like what for us, like right now, we're having our 3-day TikTok and Reels challenge, which starts on Monday, August the 28th. And we know that we're running ads and doing all these things, and everybody is reaching out to us asking lots of questions. So our job as a company is to be on it, right? And so we're answering every email, every message, every inbox message. Now, we're not doing it like 16 hours a day by any means, but we are just on it. We have our notifications on so that if anybody is trying to reach out to us, they are able to reach us during this time because they're trying to join a challenge and they may be having some issues, right? Especially like on the inside of the challenge, we have like the basic words, I do the challenge, and then we have VIP where we have live Q&A and all that type of stuff. And we know people at the last minute are gonna be trying to buy VIP. So we have all hands on deck. The day that the challenge start, all hands are on deck checking all the messages because everybody's going to be reaching out about VIP, VIP, VIP. We already know it. It happens every single time. And so we make sure that we have all hands on deck. So you're going to want to make sure that you don't have the issue of unresponsive customer support. That was number 7. Number 6, hidden costs. Hidden costs. Listen, I can't stand that where if something says it's going to be $45 plus $6.99 for shipping, you're like, okay, that's 7 plus 45, that should be $52. And then you get to checkout and it's like 57. And you're like, it's just $5, but what is this other $5? Like, it's just, nobody likes that. Oh, it's 15 for this, right? Or like, you go to get an Airbnb and it says, here's the price. And then it has this fee for cleaning. And then you go and rent the Airbnb and all that type of stuff. And then like, you get the invoice back and they bill you for this, like you got to clean all this stuff that they're expecting you to do that is like cleaning, even though you have to pay a cleaning fee, right? It's just Airbnb. And so it's really important to know that if you are going to be selling a product or service, that the price that is listed is the price. Okay. The price that is listed is the actual price because people are not going to allow you to charge them more money, you know, like when they're making a purchase. It's like, no, I have made my decision that I'm going to spend this amount of money and I'm not going to let you go and charge me more money. You know what I mean? It's like people just don't want that, and that could be why they're not buying. Number 5, it is complicated checkout process. Good God Almighty. Listen, how do I say this? I was training a group of people earlier today, and I was sharing with them that it's really important that if a person is going to make a purchase, they should be able to point and buy. They shouldn't have to go through this step, plus this step, plus this step, all these steps to make a purchase. Because the more that they have to click, the more frustrated they can become. Our attention span is already shot. And so they get sidetracked, whatever happens with them. And now they never hit proceed to checkout. They never actually hit purchase to order because it's a complicated process. That is not what you want. You want to make it so easy for when people say that they want to buy your stuff, they put in their name, their mailing address, credit card number, bam, done. Okay? Done. You got to make this thing so easy, because I know sometimes people say, well, my stuff is awesome. They're going to be willing to. I get it. I get what you're saying, but I've done the research and I've had it even myself. When our process was complicated, people were not buying. When the process was super easy and seamless, people just buy, because it's so easy for them to do. Like, think about it for you. If it had to be complicated for you to get some lip gloss or hair products from a particular brand, you're like, good God, I don't want to have to go through all this to be able to purchase. I just want to buy. More than likely, you are just going to buy the other thing because it is too complicated of a process. Number four, negative reviews. Here's the truth. All of us got people who are not happy with us. All of us have people that have said things online, written reviews or whatever, that are not happy with us. And it impacts us, right? It impacts all of us. It impacts us when we're making a purchase. It impacts us with all types of things, right? Like, I was just talking to a lady about how when I got married that I ordered my dress from eBay. And I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. My roommate at the time had told me she ordered her dress from eBay custom made from China. And I had heard some other women talking about it. And I was like, well, we're on a budget. Let me just try it. So I went onto eBay and I looked up all of their customer reviews to see what were people saying. I can't even tell you how many reviews I read to make sure that it was going to be a good dress. And the majority of the people were saying this was a really, really good company, right? So I found the dress that I wanted, got my measurements done locally, put them into the website, and then I waited. And I waited. Now, while I was waiting, I went to the bridal store just so I could try on other dresses as a bride or whatever. And I remember there was JJ's something. It's been 10 something years ago, and I still remember this. And there was a lady who had ordered from eBay, from JJ's, and she got the dress in, and it was awful. I mean, it was God awful. And she was kind of saying she should have listened to the reviews. She should have paid attention to the reviews. And so I am over here like, oh man, I wonder what my dress is going to be like. But my dress was amazing. For $150, it was beyond amazing. I will definitely order again when that time comes to get married, because I'm like, it's custom made in China. It's like, it's just amazing. You know what I mean? But that JJ's, many people will never ever order from them because of all the negative reviews. Now, she did, even though she saw the reviews, right? But for us and for you, if we have much more negative reviews than we do have positive, then we may find ourselves in a bit of a situation, okay? So if you have negative reviews, handle them. Like, talk to them, engage with them, apologize, try to make it better or whatever. And then the people that actually love you, invite them to go and give you reviews, right? Because if you have way more positive reviews than you have negative, then the positive ones are gonna outweigh the negative ones all day, every day. Number three, okay, is poor product descriptions, okay? Poor product descriptions. What does that mean? So let's just say you are selling AirPods, right? And so we all know what AirPods are, right? But then now you've got AirPods, you've got glasses, and you've got a cell phone or whatever. You want to make sure that you explain to people in detail what this thing is. People want to know dimensions, color. They want to know all the different things, right? It's like when I sell things on Facebook Marketplace, I never realized how much people really want to know. But people were like, what's the dimensions for this? And what about this? And da 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 da, right? And I realized that the same thing that I was doing when I bought it from Amazon, Wayfair, or whatever, people are doing the exact same thing when they're on Facebook Marketplace getting ready to buy an item. And so if I would just take the description from where I purchased it from and actually put it in the product description, then I won't have to answer all these questions anymore. Because why? Because Everything that they need is there to be able to make a purchase, okay? So when you are trying to sell something, give people absolutely everything you possibly can about the item so that their questions are is answered, right? That's like, you know, I have a frequently asked questions on a lot of my products, right? And so same thing you can do with your product descriptions and then just with your website. Number two, the number two reason people do not buy or may not be buying is lack of trust. And sometimes lack of trust is because you are new to them, right? You just got started with your business, or they just found you on social media somewhere, whatever, and they don't know you enough to trust you, right? And so sometimes it is because they just don't know you and they don't know and trust the brand enough. Sometimes that is just it, or it is because of things that they've heard, things that they've experienced, or they may have even experienced you on a down day or a real day, right? And they're like, I don't know if I can trust them, right? It's like people telling me, Kenya, you can sell ice to an Eskimo. And it's true. I've been in sales a long time. But when I started hearing that over and over and over again, I said, I've got to overcome that objection before people have the objection. And the way that I overcome that objection is by being honest, straightforward, honest with people, right? Like if I'm having a webinar and I'm going to sell something at the beginning of the webinar, say today I'm going to teach you A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And at the end, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with me. Okay. There is a paid option to work with me at the end. So just understand, I'm going to give you everything I have to offer here and then give you an opportunity to work with me. Is that okay? And they say, yeah. So there's no dupe. They know exactly, I'm going to teach this. I'm going to make an offer and you can purchase it if you want to. People tell me all the time, I am so impressed by your honesty. And I'm like, because one, it's just good to be honest, right? And then two, it's good to be honest because people trust you when you are just honest, okay? So make sure that you are honest and that your promise is actually what you're going to fulfill. And then number one, the number one reason why people may not be buying from you is high prices. Okay, high prices. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go and lower your prices to make money, but sometimes the reason people are not buying is because the price is too high for them, right? So, you know, I've been talking to different people about being our social media manager and all this stuff, and we're like, this is what we're looking for, right? Here's what we know that we can find, right? Here's what we know we can get if we hire overseas in the US and whatever. And I had somebody come to me and say, hey, I can do it and I want this amount. And I was like, wait a minute, you want this amount? And I started calculating that and I was like, that's like having a full-time job in my company, except they want to work on their own hours. I was like, nope. It's one, it was high, but two, it was, I knew that I could get someone else to do it, you know, for less or whatever, with still good quality, right? Doesn't mean anything is wrong with the person. It just means that that price that they were charging wasn't going to work for me, right? And so the price that this person is charging works for me, and there's just as good, actually a little bit better, right? And so for you, your price may be too high for somebody. You know, I have people who say that my price is too high for them. I get it, but I have my salary, my team salary, and all the expenses that go along with building my business. And so your girl's got to charge, right? And you have got to charge. So sometimes people aren't buying is because the price is too high for them, and that's okay. Now, if nobody is buying, then you have to reevaluate your prices, right? You might have to reevaluate your sales, your marketing, and all that type of stuff. And if all that's on point, people still are not buying, then the market is telling you something. The market is telling you, we are not ready to purchase that at that price, right? But you got to test all those other things first before you just start lowering your prices, because you don't just lower your prices because ain't nobody buying. You look at your strategy and determine, is there something broken there, your messaging and all that. And then if all that's on point, then you look at your prices, okay? So those were the top 10 reasons why people may not be buying from you. And if you found yourself saying like, man, I really could use some help with that, I would love to work with you. I do one-on-ones, and so you can reach out to me for that. Otherwise, our 3-day challenge is starting in 6 days and 3 days, 6 days, I'm going to be teaching you how to use TikTok and Instagram Reels to blow up your business, leads and sales into your business. If you want to join us, then come and join us at KenyaKelly.com/challenge. That is KenyaKelly.com/challenge. And so thanks so much for watching on YouTube and listening. We have a YouTube video that goes up every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then this podcast comes out every Tuesday. So thanks so much for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the Kia Kelly podcast. I'm always honored and thankful each time you choose to download and listen to an episode of this podcast, but also when you choose to share it with a friend. Because one of the things that I know is that when I was building my business, it was so important for me to be surrounded by like-minded people. And so when you choose to share our content with your friends, it allows them to be in our space as well, where we can nurture and mentor them as well. And we can just make some new friends. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I would appreciate it so very much. But in addition to that, if you would do us a huge favor by writing a review and giving us 5 stars, it's going to tell Spotify, iTunes, and all the places that people are enjoying this podcast and that they should share it with more people. And so please share, please write a review, and thank you so much for listening.